Hey everyone, it is Monday morning, March the 4th, 2024, and a precursor to our episode this week. I apologize, we were having some microphone issues on my end last night, so there's some pops and clicks and cracks in there, but I hope you guys will stick around. We are going to be talking about the case of Ethan Crumbly and his parents, who were charged with the same crime as he after a school shooting.
The Other Side of the Bars has been brought to you exclusively by Constant Q Productions. What can Q do for you?
Well, welcome everyone. Glad to have you here this week. Pat, he's in the studio with me. And Pat has an interesting story this week. We're going to flip it up from Gypsy Rose. This is a story that I haven't heard anything about. The story of Ethan Crumbly. So maybe you guys know a little more about it. So real quick rundown, Pat. It looks like Ethan Crumbly was sentenced to life without parole for gunning down four classmates in 2021 at Oxford High School, which unfortunately it's just another gun shooting. But tell us why this one's unique and why we're looking at it this week.
Well, actually, the reason that this one is unique is because his mother has just been convicted. Jennifer Crumbly, she was convicted of actually manslaughter for the crime of her son on February 6th. She has not been sentenced yet. Her husband is going to be on trial this month in March for the same thing. And if he's convicted, they both can serve a maximum of 60 years, plus each would have to pay a $30,000 fine max. And this is where the parents are responsible for their children. Actually, here in Virginia, not to get off course, but our Democrats that own the House and the Senate right now have actually put a bill across that it's also the same thing. Parents will be responsible for their children's, you know, getting a gun, having access to their guns in the house. And the unique thing about this outfit is his parents bought the gun for him. It was a 9mm. And he was actually, when he was in class, he was looking up ammo. And in the article I just read tonight, him and his mother were texting back and forth, and she told him not to get caught. In fact, let me see what exactly she said, because it was in this article I just read. It said, get over there. Basically, she said, LOL, don't get caught looking at for ammo. So that already acknowledges that they knew that possibly he would do something. Even though they're saying
obviously they were a part of him getting the gun, but they knew that he was
unstable,
actively looking up stuff online at school as far as ammunition goes for the gun.
Yeah, because the teacher had told them that that's what he was doing. They caught him. Yeah.
Interesting.
And this is the first precedent of a couple of parents that have, that are going to be convicted of their child's actions. So this is another way. I'm not getting political with this thing, but they're trying real hard in this country to take away that Second Amendment rights. And you and I both, as corrections officers retired, I know you have firearms and I have them as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to go into detail what I do have. And I know what you have, I don't know. But as responsible gun owners, we are supposed to keep them secured. And I have grandchildren that come and stay with us all the time here. And they don't even know where my guns are. So,
and I know we're a little off topic, but that's okay. I think it makes it more interesting. I had a guy that I work with the other day. He didn't feel unsafe. He's not against people owning guns at all, but there was a guy that came in to work the other day that had a gun on his side, and it was obviously visible. And he was talking, the employee was talking to me, and he said, you know, just out of curiosity, with you being in law enforcement, how do you feel about that? And I said, I'm perfectly fine with it. And he said, well, I thought the whole idea was to be able to conceal it. And I said, but why? And he said, well, you know, that way nobody knows you have it. And he said, it's kind of show offy to have it on your side. And I said, well, not really. I said, let's think about it. You go into a supermarket and you're getting ready to rob the supermarket, and the guy behind the counter either has a gun and you don't know it, or it's obviously on his side. Is that going to make a difference to you to rob that supermarket? He goes, yeah, well, if he's got a gun on him, I'm not going to rob it. And I was like, well, there you go. Why conceal it? That's the whole idea. You know, that old saying.
Well, Virginia does have an open carry law anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The old saying, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. You know, an interesting story that goes along with it. The they called it the Batman shooters, the one that was in Colorado back years ago. He had scoped out four different theaters, and the reason he picked the theater he did is because they had a no gun policy. That was the whole reason why he picked that theater,
because he didn't want to get.
Yeah, he didn't want to get trapped in a situation where a bunch of people had got guns, and he wasn't going to make it out of there. So going back to that story, I'm looking here, and again, this is fresh to me, so I was looking this up, and for our listeners that don't know either, it says on November 26th of 2021, James Crumbly bought a 9mm Sig Sauer from Acme Shooting Goods in Oxford. His son, Ethan, 15 at the time, posts a photo on Instagram of himself holding the gun, writing, "Just got my new beauty today." This is a quote. "Just got my new beauty today. Sig Sauer 9mm. Any questions, I will answer," end quote. He includes an emoji of a smiley face with heart eyes. On November 27th, Jennifer Crumbly, which is the mother, and Ethan take turns shooting at the gun range. She writes on her social media that it is a, quote, "mom and son day, testing out his new Christmas present," end quote. November 29th, a teacher sees Ethan, a sophomore at the time at Oxford High School, searching online for ammunition with his cell phone during class, and reports it. Ethan tells school staff that he and his mother recently went to a shooting range and that shooting sports are a family hobby. School personnel call his mother to notify her, but says he's not in trouble. While exchanging text messages with her son, she writes, quote, "LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught," end quote. That's an interesting statement. I'll give my 2 cents on that in a second. That night, Ethan records a video declaring he has planned to kill students. So the interesting thing there in that quote, laughing out loud, "I'm not mad at you," she didn't say, "be careful what you're looking at school." She says, "you have to learn not to get caught."
Exactly.
That tells me that she's been known to probably do things that aren't real smart either. And then on November 30th, Ethan Crumbly opens fire at Oxford High School, killing 4 students, 7 others, including a teacher, are wounded. His parents had met with school officials earlier in the day because violent drawings were found on a math paper, but he was not removed from the school. Ethan's backpack was also not searched. A gun in the backpack was used in the attack. The shooter surrendered without a fight. So that was November 30th. So 3 days between the time he went to the gun range, 4 days between the time he gets the gun and the time he has he does the shooting.
Exactly.
That's pretty quick, even for people that are known for that. That 4 days. Mm-hmm. That's pretty crazy. And it seems almost like the parents were encouraging it. Is that your take on that?
That's my assumption, yeah, that they were condoning it. And actually, yeah, because that is crazy. And to be honest with you, I think the mother, even though they only say that she's going to get 60 years max, I think she should get the same thing that the boy did, life without parole, period. And
to add to that, it says at that, so that was November 30th on the killing. December 3rd, the mother and father were charged with involuntary manslaughter. The authorities cannot find them, and a search is launched. A judge imposed a $1 million bond combined for the parents hours after police say they were caught hiding in a Detroit art studio with new phones and more than $6,000 in cash. It sounds to me like they knew what was going on. They were on the run.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it, too.
So I think one of the big points I'm getting here, because when I first heard you talking about it, I'm thinking that they were saying that they were charging these parents with simply purchasing the gun for their son, but it sounds like it's a lot deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And I don't know if Michigan has a death row or not, but I don't think they do.
So Ethan was sentenced to life in prison in this past December. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Crumbly stands trial on involuntary manslaughter charges.
And she was convicted
in an unusual effort. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say that she was convicted on February 6th by a jury.
Okay. Yep. I'm sorry. It was the next thing in here. She was found guilty of four involuntary manslaughter charges. The first time a parent has been prosecuted and found guilty in a mass school shooting committed by their child. Wow. Interestingly enough, too, it even says that this is an unusual effort to pin criminal responsibility on a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you're saying the father is now, he's getting ready to be on trial, correct?
Yeah, they didn't give a date yet, but it's sometime this month in March. So that's going to be interesting, and we'll continue that on here because I'm kind of curious what he's going to get to. But to be honest with you, in my opinion, I believe that they were culpable to the boy doing it, just like you said, that they encouraged it, it sounds like.
Well, they obviously knew something was going on behind the scenes. It doesn't sound like they were particularly upset with him searching for ammunition online. And again, I don't know what the gun laws are in that Michigan state. But is it even legal for him to own a gun in Michigan? I would say every state that I know of is got to be at least 18.
Yeah, but I think handguns are 21, aren't they? Or supposed to be?
It very well may be. Let me see if
I know Virginia is, I believe. Just out of curiosity.
Now we're going to find out.
In Michigan. God bless a smartphone, huh?
Yeah. The buyer must be 18 years of age, a U.S. citizen, a resident of Michigan, have no felony conviction, have never bought and adjudged or never been adjudicated as insane.
Mm.
If an individual purchases a pistol, a license to purchase is not required. Mm. Oh, if he purchases a pistol from a federal firearms dealer, a license to purchase is not required. I can't talk to me.
Wow. And that's all the states that do.
Yeah, so these are the states that actually recognize Michigan's permit. So I know you guys online can't see this. Virginia is one of those states. In fact, it looks like 90% of the states recognize that, which that's pretty common for a different state to recognize the laws in Michigan.
Yeah, that is.
It is unlawful to carry a handgun concealed or on or about one's person or concealed or openly in a vehicle without a license to carry. Let's see. No state permit is required to possess a rifle or a shotgun. No permit is required for the purchase of a rifle or shotgun. A person who is 18 or older but under 21 may purchase a handgun but not from federally licensed dealer who's prohibiting from selling a handgun to anyone under 21. So sounds like the only way he got that gun was mom and dad had to buy it for him. Otherwise, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have gotten it.
Exactly.
But interesting. Well, I'm curious to see what happens with dad. I don't feel he's probably going to get any less than mom did.
No, I'm pretty sure of that because he was the one that bought it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's crazy.
That is.
I have a son that's 16, and I know that he's shot guns before, and in fact, he even shoots guns with his girlfriend's family.
Oh, cool.
But I don't know that I'd buy him one at this point. I got him a BB gun a couple years ago. Sure. But and he didn't even really mess with that much. But I don't know that buying him a handgun, I mean, there had to be some sort of signs. If the parents are paying attention, you go from buying a gun for your son to a deadly school shooting in 4 days. Something's missing there. There's a really big missed opportunity somewhere.
Well, the way the judge was talking of the mother's conviction, they already had an inkling he had issues. They just never pursued it. You know, even the teachers and stuff were telling them that the boy needs to be checked out. So,
yeah.
And she said in an article that she was afraid that he was going to shoot himself.
Yeah. Well, and that tells me that she may have known he was planning on doing the shooting. If she said her only worry was that he was going to turn the gun on himself.
Exactly.
Then that seems like she knew about it, you know?
But it also does. It does set a bad precedence for the parents too, but you have to be absolutely responsible parents. If you got kids, you lock your guns up. Period.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing of it is I've had mine out, let my son hold it. I was right there with him. I didn't have any ammo around. But I would never even think of loading a gun in the house, you know. There are definitely certain precautions that, you know, the people like to harp on the NRA and that sort of thing. But I know we're talking about a pistol, not a rifle, and that is the National Rifle Association. But I think it is a little farther than that. But, you know, people don't realize, too, like some of the biggest proponents for hunting laws are the NRA. You know, they make it out that like the NRA is the people, everybody ought to have a gun and you can shoot any animal you want at any time. And it's why we run around and shoot in the air like we're some kind of old Western. And that is not by any means what the NRA stands for. And most gun owners don't feel that way either.
No, they don't. Now, like with your son, I was raised around guns as a kid. And my dad showed me him and I used to go to the range together. But he told me, don't touch it, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew smart enough not to touch it or he was going to kill me. And I don't mean with the gun.
Yeah,
but right. I was fortunate that I didn't have kids around me with mine. Now, Nathan, my grandson, I showed him the ones I've got, and he didn't like them. He said they're too heavy. I said okay.
He didn't like mine then. Mine was designed for target shooting, and it's actually made front heavy, so that when it recoils, instead of the barrel flying up, it pushes backwards. So they have to weight the front of it differently, and It's definitely a heavy weapon, so.
Right.
I found this other thing here. It says, after the shooting, James and Jennifer, that's mom and dad, they went to the local police station where they were interviewed. James started making calls to lawyers. Jen begged her boss to let her keep her job. Quote, I'm bawling right now. This is what was a text she sent to a friend that night. I'm bawling right now. My son ruined so many lives today, end quote. Then they fled their home on East Street, now a crime scene, for a hotel. The Crumleys did not feel safe, their lawyer said later, with the press camped out and death threats swamping their phones. So they're saying that the reason they took off from their house was because they felt unsafe because of the media. Upon learning that they were also to be charged, they holed up in an artist studio in a Detroit warehouse belonging to one of Jen's acquaintances and stopped responding to phone calls. At around 1:30 a.m. on the Saturday after the press conference, police found them there. Prosecutors said they had 4 burner phones, 4 gift cards, 10 credit cards, and $6,600 in cash, one of the phones they had tried to destroy. They had cleaned out Ethan's bank account, and Jen told a friend that her son's destiny is done and she has to take care of herself. Again, no real just speculation there, but again, her son's destiny is done. It's almost like she knew it was coming.
Is that interesting?
I'm curious, as with any case, after the information starts coming out, what we find in the hearings about what she actually knew, and how much they were involved with this. And do we know when the father's court case is going to wrap up? Or,
well, it's supposed to start sometime this month. They did not say a date yet for him yet. Only said in March. But I'll try to find out if I can locate it.
Yeah. And people out there listening, again, we want to know what you think. You can go on the website, theothersideofthebars.weebly.com. You can still go to theothersideofthebars.com. You go on the Facebook page, make some comments. We want to know. We're going to read your comments on air if we get some comments. We want to know what you think. I've had a couple people I've talked to, Pat, that said, yeah, I had an opinion on your website or on your topic, but I didn't put a comment. And I was like, well, why not? That was the whole idea. The idea of having comments there. So please do that. Please go online and comment.
Yeah, please do comment, because, you know, we're going to continue this for a while until after the dad is convicted in the courts and everything, and just see where the story leads to. But also, as responsible gun owners with children, you need to keep your weapons locked up.
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely.
And that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, I agree. We want to tell people out there, too, if you do know someone that you would like to be featured on the show, you can contact us at theothersideofthebars1111 at gmail.com. We want to know what you think.
Thanks for listening. Please check us out at theothersideofthebars.weebly.com or drop us a line. Other Side of the Bars 1111 at gmail.com. If you would like to be interviewed or know someone else that should, please reach out to us through our contact page on the website. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon from the other side of the bars.